This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's military said it made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called on the United States for help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rescue efforts for people stranded in flooded areas were in full force Sunday after a powerful typhoon dashed heavy rainfall and winds through a widespread area of Japan, including Tokyo. News reports say the storm left at least four people dead, 17 missing, and more than 100 injured. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn, but imposed them on areas further north. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the danger of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. He said it is a level 5 warning, which means people must consider trying to save their own lives. Authorities are keeping a close eye on Fukushima, the home of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. This is VOA News.